Is that Bethan?
Hello, Tam. Hello. Bethan.
I'm going to do my little introduction because I wrote one for you. So.
Excellent. Good stuff.
On the line, I have Bethan Stritton, writer, speaker, artist, life coach, teacher, and wild woman activist, who has written a provocative new book called Grow Your Own Gorgeousness that offers a revolutionary path out of the current beauty paradigm produced by the media and advertising world. And first of all, Bethan, hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course. And secondly, is there anything you don't do? Because you seem like a very busy woman, being
a
writer.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time to rest at the moment.
Oh, bless. Would you like to tell my listeners, in your own words, how this book came about and why you wanted to write it?
Absolutely. When I was a child, I remember my mum and a lot of her friends often worrying about the way that they looked. And they were always sort of on diets or going to some crazy sort of workout class, and it was something which really preoccupied them a lot of the time. Mm. As I sort of grew up into my teens, it became clear that lots and lots of my friends were also really, really frightened of like getting fat or the way they looked, and really, really wanted to be perfect. And this perfection really was quite a narrow box. It was a matter of you had to be very slim, you had to be a certain shape, you had to be a certain weight, your hair had to be a certain way. During my teen years, I developed an eating disorder, which wasn't particularly pleasant. And while to lots of other people, sort of looking at me, I would have kind of fitted all of the beauty mold. I was a certain weight, I was a certain size, I looked a certain way. Inside, I wasn't happy at all. And I used to come across other women who weren't conventionally beautiful, and yet they just oozed this beauty and this charisma and this confidence. And it was almost as though because they really loved themselves, no one else could sort of deny how beautiful they actually were. Mm-hmm. And as I sort of got older and older, I began to meet other women who also were sort of really struggling with their body image. And I also lost a couple of friends to eating disorders. And it got to a point where I just thought to myself, there's got to be another way. There's got to be another way of experiencing our bodies as women. Mm-hmm. And that led me to writing the book, Grow Your Own Gorgeousness. I was qualified as a life coach, and I also did a lot of trainings with a technique called goal mapping. And it was through sort of this personal development world I began to realize the way in which the media and the beauty industry manipulates women in the way they see their bodies so that we will go out and buy the products to fix ourselves.
Yeah.
And it was through using these personal development techniques that I've wrote the book and sort of put those tools into it so people can really start to reclaim who they are and just start experiencing themselves and their bodies as being beautiful.
Yeah, because when you think about the cosmetic industry has so much to answer for, because, I mean, you and I, we talked the other day and we were discussing how Kylie Minogue's recently been in the newspaper and she doesn't even look like herself anymore because she's just filled with Botox, or I can only assume Botox. You know, the girls on The Only Way is Essex. And, I mean, is this really what Western women think is beautiful? You know, having that sort of, as I say, trout pout or trout mouth and no lines.
A girl on I'm a Celebrity a few years ago. She was quite young. She was one of the sort of Playboy mansion girls. Mm-hmm. And without her makeup, she looked peculiar. You know, her face looked strange.
They look almost alien, I think.
Yeah, afterwards, when they did the sort of after party, when everybody had come out of the jungle and they were all glammed up again, with the makeup on, she just looked like another sort of all-American, you know, princess, really. But with that, you know, stripped of all the makeup and with all the collagen and everything, she just looked so peculiar.
I mean, I think it's, you know, I still like to wear makeup, and I obviously, I suppose I like to cover my flaws. I accept I have flaws, and I think there's a lot of women out there who obviously do that. But I can't think of anything worse than walking around and looking like you've got no expression on your face. And
yeah, I mean, it's funny because sometimes people, when they haven't read the book, think that what I'm promoting is that people should just be kind of completely natural, just do whatever they want and just sort of whatever. My message is really through the book is that women need to start valuing themselves and seeing themselves as worthy, not just based upon how they look, which is sort of almost what society is saying at the moment. it's more important to be pretty and to look a certain way and to just make yourself into a bit of an object for other people than to actually do, you know, really good stuff in the world mm-hmm. and express your true character and who you really are.
I think that's a really important message, because I think a lot of people out there, men and women, you know, suffer from low self-esteem, and
yeah.
and it's very sad that we've come to be this way. And you see all these, I mean, you know, we were talking yesterday and we talked about how some of these young girls, they walk around and they look sort of like miniature versions of 30-year-olds mm. and their skirts up their backsides and things mm-hmm. like that. And I think you're right, you know, it's important for people to sort of love themselves and accept themselves for who they are, instead of trying to emulate this image of
Absolutely.
What people in Hollywood think we should all look like.
Yeah.
So that's one of your key themes in the book is the brand of gorgeousness.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
explain that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are all individuals, and you know, if we're walking around or waking up every day trying to fit in ourselves into a certain mold, into a certain box, it's almost like we're denying who we truly are, and mm-hmm. we're denying our true worth. And if we can just sort of stop for a moment, raise our awareness of how we're manipulated by the media into wanting to be a certain way, and just look at who we truly are and go out into the world and just allow ourselves to express who we truly are,
mm-hmm.
we almost kind of like start to generate an energy about us which is our true beauty.
Yeah.
Through writing that book, I don't know how much of it you've read, but it's almost a little bit confessional,
mm-hmm.
and there's bits, and I sort of reveal parts of myself through the book that most people would be like, oh my God, I couldn't tell anybody that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like through doing that, I gave myself permission to be who I truly was, and it almost allows the reader permission to be who they truly are. And to think, you know, it's not about hiding or covering up or anything like that. It's about thinking to yourself, this is who I am, and I'm just going to go out into the world and be who I am, and off, you know, give the gift of who I am to the world.
I think it's great that you've written a book like that. I think it can really help a lot of people out there. And do you think it's important that in schools maybe they should start teaching the young ones about sort of self-love, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. And also how to be savvy to the media and how we are manipulated into buying certain products.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm certainly guilty of it. We all have our moments where we're standing in boots and thinking, oh, I wonder if that'll make me look thinner. I wonder if that'll make my eyelashes longer. And it's a lot of baloney, really, isn't
it? Well, the thing is you can plaster as much as, you know, we all do it. We all use makeup. Most women use makeup. But it's about how you're feeling about yourself that really makes a difference when you go out each day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can wake up in the morning and put on that amazing dress you wore the other night and you felt fantastic in it, but for some reason, because you've woken up and you're having a bit of a fat day or a bad hair day, suddenly mm-hmm. you just feel frumpy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about how you go out, the confidence you've got within yourself.
Yeah. So how does Grow Your Own Gorgeousness differ from people like Gok Wan, who he tries to tell women to love themselves? But
I think the thing with Gok is that he comes from a fashion angle, and what he's doing for women is fantastic. It really helps people, so it boosts their confidence. The Grow Your Own Gorgeousness concept comes from a different angle, in that it's about shifting your inner self-image.
Mm-hmm.
It's about seeing yourself as absolutely gorgeous and beautiful despite everything, and just, you know, not allowing anything to come along and dent that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is that the media is so filled with images of female perfection, and we live in a world that is completely, you know, drowning in media images. There's no way you can go out in the day and not see some picture, even if you're just standing in the supermarket and looking at the magazine rack, of some celebrity in her bikini.
Yeah.
Or some airbrushed model.
Yeah, that's the one thing that makes me mad is airbrushing. It's really infuriating.
Yeah.
I was in a department store last week and I saw it was meant to be Kate Winslet. It looked nothing like Kate Winslet, I have to say.
People probably looked at it and thought, wow, don't I look nothing like
myself? It made me look amazing.
Yeah.
So you have a blog on your website as well. Do you talk a lot about the Grow Your Own Gorgeousness on your blog?
Yeah, the blog is it's quite comical, really. I enjoy writing things that are funny, and I'm sort of almost trying to take people along on the journey of gorgeousness, launching the book, getting it out there into the world, you know, the responses it gets. I also have lots of personal development articles on there as well to help people to sort of raise self-esteem.
Yeah.
And shift self-image. It's a bit eclectic, really, but it's great fun to read and it's great fun to write as well.
Yeah, well, that's great. Thank you very much for your time today, Beth. And if you just stay on the line, if you'd like a copy of her book, you can go out to this. You can go out to the bookshops, and you can also get it online, which I have ordered. It's in the post.
Fantastic.
I've been told. And it's Grow Your Own Gorgeousness by Bethan Stritton. And thank you for your time. And yes, just remember that, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what shape or size you are absolutely beautiful.